A spiritually sensitive woman and her clueless husband meet Samson's parents in the Haftarah for Naso, chapter 13 of the Book of Judges. Welcome to the Voice of the Prophet, the weekly Haftarah brought to life, featuring actor Ronald Gutman. I'm your host, Rabbi Jan Urbeck, director of the Block Kolker Center for Spiritual Arts at JTS.
There was a certain man from Zorah of the stock of Dan, whose name was Manoach. His wife was barren and had borne no children. An angel of Adonai appeared to the woman and said to her, "You are barren and have borne no children, but you shall conceive and bear a son. Now be careful not to drink wine or other intoxicants, or to eat anything impure, for you are going to conceive and bear a son. Let no razor touch his head, for the boy is to be a Nazarite to God from the womb on. He shall be the first to deliver Israel from the Philistines." The woman went on and told her husband, "A man of God came to me. He looked like an angel of God, very frightening. I did not ask him where he was from, nor did he tell me his name. He said to me, 'You are going to conceive and bear a son. Drink no wine or other intoxicant, and eat nothing impure, for the boy is to be a Nazarite to God from the womb to the day of his death.' Manoach pleaded with Adonai, 'Oh, my Lord,' he said, 'please let the man of God that you sent come to us again, and let him instruct us how to act with the child that is to be born.' God heeded Manoach's plea, and the angel of God came to the woman again. She was sitting in the field, and her husband Manoach was not with her. The woman ran in haste to tell her husband. She said to him, 'The man who came to me before has just appeared to me.' Manoach promptly followed his wife. He came to the man and asked him, 'Are you the man who spoke to my wife?' 'Yes,' he answered. Then Manoach said, 'May your words soon come true. What rules shall be observed for the boy?' The angel of Adonai said to Manoach, 'The woman must abstain from all the things against which I warned her. She must not eat anything that comes from the grape vine, or drink wine or other intoxicant, or eat anything impure. She must observe all that I commanded her.' Manoach said to the angel of Adonai, 'Let us detain you and prepare a kid for you.' But the angel of Adonai said to Manoach, 'If you detain me, I shall not eat your food, and if you present a burnt offering, offer it to Adonai.' For Manoach did not know that he was an angel of Adonai. So Manoach said to the angel of Adonai, 'What is your name? We should like to honor you when your words come true.' The angel said to him, 'You must not ask for my name. It is unknowable.' Manoach took the kid and the grain offering and offered them up on the rock to Adonai. And a marvelous thing happened while Manoach and his wife looked on. As the flames leaped up from the altar toward the sky, the angel of Adonai ascended in the flames of the altar while Manoach and his wife looked on. And they flung themselves on their faces to the ground. The angel of Adonai never appeared again to Manoach and his wife. Manoach then realized that it had been an angel of Adonai, and Manoach said to his wife, 'We shall surely die, for we have seen a divine being.' But his wife said to him, 'Had Adonai meant to take our lives, God would not have accepted a burnt offering and grain offering from us, nor let us see all these things, and God would not have made such an announcement to us.' The woman bore a son, and she named him Samson. The boy grew up, and Adonai blessed him. The spirit of Adonai first moved him in the encampment of Dan between Soah and Eshtaol."
You've been listening to The Voice of the Prophet from the Block Kolker Center for Spiritual Arts at JTS. You'll find questions for further reflection and discussion in the episode notes. If you find these podcasts meaningful, please share them with your friends and review us on Apple Podcasts. You can email me your questions or comments at onlinelearning@jtsa.edu.